We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're getting the last few words of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Vav Rabbi Shua Melevi, Lud, Va'oinoi, Megea Charoshim, these four cities, Mukhefes Chaim Amud Yeshua Ben Nun Hava. These, he had a Mesaira, that these four cities are a walled city from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. These are four cities in Eretz Yisrael, and these four cities are Mukhefes Chaim Amud Yeshua Ben Nun. Right, the Gemara, Vahani Yeshua Banu? Did Yeshua build these cities? V'halapal banai. The pasuk says, "V'nei elpal, Eiver u'misham v'shem." And he has three kids. And who banai? He built. That's oinoi v'esloi d'v'nesah. That's what it says in the pasuk. So heck, you say that it was Yeshua built it. Elpal built it. And he's from. It's one of the cities of Binyamin. And it says that this person elpal built it. So heck, elpal was someone from Binyamin. And he built it. Him and his children, they built this. It's not from Yeshua Ben Nun. It became a walled city. It only got built much later. I can say it's a walled city from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. I even have a kasha on this pasuk in Divrei Hayom, which says El Paul built it. Asa built it. It says in the pasuk, but even Asa, it's Ori Habetzurois. But even Asa, it's Ori Habetzurois Shal Yehuda. And that's really not exactly the pasuk. The pasuk really reads, Vayiven Ori Mitzura B'Yehuda Kishokta. Alright, that's the pasuk that you say. Akapanim Rashi's, he never found the pasuk. But upon we find that Asa built these things in Yehuda or Binyamin, and you find that there's no other Ori Mitzuras besides for these. So you see that Asa really built these. So Lachar, it's a stira. Amar Rav Elazar. Pshat like this. Hani Mekavis Chaim Mois Yeshua Ben Nun Hava. They really were built already from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Charuv made Plegas Begiva, and the Maisa of Plegas Begiva, where Klai Yisrael went to war against Binyamin and their cities, it says in the pasuk in Shoftim, Gam Kala Orim HaNimtzoi Shalchu Beish, all the cities they found, they burnt up. So everything was destroyed. Really, it was from Maisa Benun that was destroyed. And Asa Apal, but no, Apal came and rebuilt it. Had the Impal, again, it got ruined. Asa Shevetzinu, Asa came and strengthened the walls. Take an army, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, by Yemel Yehuda Nivnes Ha'orim Ha'ela. It says by Asa, that by Yemel Yehuda Nivnes Ha'orim Ha'ela. Let's build these cities. It sounds like it was already cities. Mechlal, the Orim Havim Yikara. You see, it was already cities before this. Shema Mina. So, Al-Kaponim, the Gemara is telling us that even though the pasuk of Paul built it and Asa rebuilt it, really it was from the days of Shuv Benun and it just was Charav. And the halacha is, if you have a wall from Moshe Shuv Benun, even if it comes down, even if there's no wall anymore, the halacha is that it's considered already a mekeves chayma from Moshe Shuv Benun, like we saw in the Gemara before in Parah Megimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara Vayta, Vamra B'Shuv Malevi. We have more members of Shuv Malevi. Vamra B'Shuv Malevi. Noshim chayevais b'mikro Megillah. Noshim achayev in Megillah. Sha'af hey Moshe hoyo asanes. They are also part of the nets. Like Rashi says, Sha'afal Anisim Gozar Homo Lahashm Laharig La'abed Menarvad Zokin Tafanoshim. They were also part of the nation. Therefore, they chayiv and mikra Megillah just as much as any other man. Why? Because Be'etzem, you would say it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. And you say it even by the rabbans, that there's a Torah mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So without Afhein Vaisanes, you wouldn't be chayiv because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So Rav Shulay is chayiv to you, Afhein Hoyo Vaisanes. So there's a few, we want to speak out what Taisa says, a few different Taisa in here. Number one, there is a Rashbam that learns that Af Heimar Zenes means that they were the Iker Hanes, and that what makes them Chayiv. For example, by Purim was Adi Esther, and Rashbam says by Chanukah it was Adi Yehudis, and by Pesach it was B'schus Tzikonis. We say by also by the Dal Kaisis, we say Af Heimar Zenes, because the B'schus and Nashim Tzikonis, they were Nigal. But Tzitz doesn't like that Pshat, because he says, Loshen Af sounds like they're Tafel. But Taisa says, he asked it himself, the Bishlam Tiri Rashbam, so he asked this Kasha was on the Rashbam, actually, he asked the Kasha, the Lechaira, that by Pesach, why do you need a special drasha to say that by Pesach, Yechayiv for Matzah, because it's called Yeshnoi, but with Chometz, he has Matzah. What do you need it for? Tepel Gat Afei Matzanais? Taisa's answer is that it's only a Svara by the Rabbanon, not by the Raisis, Dal Kais the Rabbanon, Purim is the Rabbanon, Chanukah is the Rabbanon. That's why you only saw this far by the bonus, not by the rises. That's his first terrorist, that's his another terrorist, the Ayin Shom. That's one thing to speak out. The other thing I want to speak out, there comes a posture over here that Noshim Achayiv Mikra Megillah. But Tosis brings down the Shita Sabahag, that he brings rice from the Gemara, from Morris, and from what the Sefta and other places. Then Noshim, even though the Chayiv, not the same level as a Ish. A Ish is Chayiv to read the Megillah. Isha is Chayiv l'shmaya as a Megillah. It's a different type of Chayiv. And therefore, a lady cannot be Moitzi a man, according to the Baha'i. And this is brought down l'halacha, as the Yashayimrim, that a lady cannot be Moitzi a man. And it also makes a difference when they make a bracha, the ladies make a bracha l'shmaya mikra Megillah, not mikra Megillah, because their mitzvah is l'shmaya mikra Megillah. It's a famous shita of Hag, Ayin Toitzvis, and the Rosh, and the other Rishon. Zokta Gemara Vaita. V'om Rav Yishu Malevi. Purim shechal liyos b'Shabbos. If a Purim lands up on Shabbos, and you have to push it off, the way it works is, by Purim shechal b'Shabbos, you push it before. These days, Yud Dalet never lands up on Shabbos. It's Tezvav, and then you have Purim Meshulash. But when Purim falls on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, like we'll see later on in this daf. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But the halacha is, you have to do something else. Shoyalim v'darshim v'yonin shayom. You have to talk about Purim that day. You have to darshan about Purim that day. It's a mitzvah to learn about Purim that day. Frank the Gemara, Mayer your Purim. Every yomtiv like that. Fill yomtiv nami. Every yomtiv, you have to darshan about the yomtiv on that day. I feel yomtiv nami, the tayon to the brisa, and Tais speaks that what's lashon afilu, like a feel yomtiv nami. Yomtiv is bigger than Purim, so Tais speaks like this, that Purim is no din shloish yom kari de machag. So there, of course, you have to talk about Purim on that day. But we're saying even Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, where the chiyuv 30 days before, even then you have to talk about it on yomtiv. So for sure, Purim you have to talk about it on yomtiv. What's the chiddush? My year, Purim, fill yom tovnami. Tanya, Moshe tikkun leim yisholosh. Yushalim darshim yomish yom. Hilchas Pesach Pesach. Hilchas atzeres ba atzeres. That means Shavuos. Hilchas chag b'chag. Sukkos. So what's the chiddush of Purim? So no, Purim is tzrich lei. Ma'od the time you make gzeira. Nigzer mishum deraba. We know you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos because you might go to the chacham to teach you how to lay in the Megillah. So maybe over here Rashi says you should be gezer derasha otokriya, that if you allow them to darshan about Megillah on Purim, you might come to read the Megillah on Shabbos. You might come to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Kamash won the Gemara. No, they're not worried about it. You could darshan. And Tosfos speaks out, this din that you have a darshan about Purim is dafka on Shabbos, because you don't read the Megillah. But on the Chol, where you read the Megillah, there's Pesuvah Nisa, you don't have to darshan about the Yom. But Dr. Gemara Vayta, Rav Yishu Levi, Chayiv Odom Likreis Es Megillah B'layla, there's a chiyuv to lay the Megillah at night and to do it l'shnoisa v'yoyim. We'll see what l'shnoisa means. Shneimah says in the pasuk, "Elakai ekra yoyimam v'loisana, laila v'loy demiyali." In the pasuk it says in the Lamaseach al Yelas Hashachar, which is the mizmar that Esther going on Esther. So it says there in the pasuk that in the time of the Xeris Haman, they daven to Hashem by day, and they weren't answered. They daven again at night, and they didn't stop. So you see, it was by day and by night. And therefore, you have to read the Megillah at night. Now, what does l'shnoisa mean? Sova minei, the Talmidim thought it means like this. L'mikraya b'layla, to lay in the Megillah at night. L'misno mastisim didah b'yimama, and to learn the Mishnah is by day. That's what it means. Omlu Rav Yirmiyah is not pshat. That's not what he meant. L'dim efarshem edi rabbi chiyah b'abba g'goyin, the Amri Inchi, like a person says, Eva Parsh Tadav Asnaya, I'll read this parasha and repeat it. That's what Shnoisa means also. That you're going to read the parasha and you're going to read the Megillah and repeat it again by day. Itmanami, Om Rachel Be'am Ula Bira, Chayiv Adam Likris Megillah Balayla, Vechuyiv to read the Megillah at night, Vilashnoisa Bayoim, and to do it again, you read the Megillah again by day. Shanema Laman Yizamecha Chabay Velo Yidoim, Hashem Lakar Lamadaka, like Rashi explains, Bayoim. Means by day, but lo yidoim means by laila, that you're going to do it, you're going to lay the Megillah at night and by day. Now Tosfos speaks out, when's the Iker Kriyas Megillah? Iker Kriyas Megillah, Zok Tosfos, is by day. Why? Because it says in the pasuk by yoim first. It says in Kai Ekra yoimam loisana v'laila demirli. So the Iker Kriya is by yoim, and by night is also chayiv. And the Achrayim speak out, and the Medayik Mishayim like this, that until Rav Yishu Halevi came along, they only lay in Megillah by day, not by night. What's the Raya? On Daf Chaf, there's Mishnayis that talk about what you're allowed to do the whole day. And the Mishnah says that, it says certain things are mutter by day, and the example is, it says, Ein Kurdis Megillah, Loi Molim, Loi Toivlim, Loi Mozin, whatever. Adja Torah Tzachama. Until Neit Tzachama. But Kulin Shalosim Zomer Shachar. You kosher. Talking about late in the Megillah by day. The next Mishnah says, Kol Ayoyim Kosher Kriyas Megillah Kriyas Halal. The whole day is Mutter. All about Yoyim. And when it talks about Laila, it doesn't mention anything about Megillah. When it talks about the things of Laila, it doesn't say anything about Megillah. It says, Kol Laila Kosher Laksiras Ha'imer Lahakta Chalav Mevarim. Just say Kol Laila Kosher Megillah. So it sounds like in the times of the Mishnah, you didn't lay Megillah by night, only by day. Torah Mishnah Levi came, Mechadish, the Schi of Kriyas Megillah, even by night. So the Ikke Chiyas, the Taisvis, and the Achronim will say, Ikke Chiyas Kriyas Megillah is by day. Another riot to this, you saw it is, the Ran says, you know, Makdim Liyam Meknisa, right? The Kfarim, the small cities, they can lay Megillah from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, if they're going into the city. The question is, what do you do with Megillah at night? You don't go to the city at night, you go to the city by day. So what are those small cities do at night? So the Ran, in the beginning of the parak, asked this question, and he says, Megillah Delilah, after like Karlo B'nai Kfarim, they didn't read it. The Megillah the Yoim Iker, Kvash Echlo Faneinu, Vesiyat HaShemaya. Because Shem Sheh Kalno B'nai Kfarim Lahaktim, to be Maktim, Kekil Oshlo Likrois, El Megillah Shal Yoim. So you see again, this is side, that the Iker Megillah is by Yoim and not by night. And Lamaisa, but Shubalevi came along and Darshim Apostle, that's a Chiv by night. Also, it's Diff Avada, we have a Chiv by night by day, but the Iker Chiv is by day.